Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It's a great joy to be here with you. I thank each and every one of you for making the effort to come on this pilgrimage. We are all grateful to Father Reno and Father Tony and the community here for their wonderful hospitality. I'm always struck by the words that they have over the front entrance, a quote from John Paul II. He says, "Il Signore vi ha aspettato qui su questa montagna." The Lord has been waiting for you on this mountain. And John Paul II was the inspiration for this Domus Galilea, and it was at his request that Kiko created this wonderful spot, and the Lord indeed has been waiting for us here patiently. And I often tell people that my favorite American theologian is Archie Bunker, because once he was having a discussion with his son-in-law, Meathead, and Archie made this very anti-Semitic remark, and Meathead immediately scolded him. He said, "Archie, you should be ashamed of yourself. Remember, Jesus was a Jew." And Archie said, "Yes, but only at his mother's side." I think of it every time I come here, because here we see Mary's Jewishness, Jesus' Jewishness, and we're reminded of our own roots in the Old Testament, that Mary is the daughter of Zion, that Jesus is the fulfillment of the virgin birth foretold by Isaiah, the longing of the people of Israel. It is remarkable that our pilgrimage tonight begins on the Feast of the Annunciation. This feast is ordinarily held on the 25th of March, but it's like the church is held off and celebrating until we got here, which was very nice of them to do. In parts of Catholic Europe for generations, the Feast of the Annunciation was the official New Year's Day. And I think that's so beautiful because it really is the beginning of everything. Mary's saying yes to God. When God is knocking on the door of humanity, and Mary opens that door in our name, and God comes into our history and into our human family. One of the saints says, "By Mary's fiat, by her yes, earth has become heaven." Benedict XVI said, "In Jesus, God has placed in the midst of barren, despairing mankind a new beginning, which is not a product of human history, but a gift from above." And that's what we celebrate on the Annunciation, a new beginning that is a gift from above. Each day, we repeat the words of Gabriel to Mary, the words that she heard on the very day of the Annunciation. "Hail Mary, full of grace," reminding ourselves that our faith is a never-ending event of an encounter with God made present in the maternity of Mary. The Annunciation is a new beginning in Christ. We are here on this retreat to make a new beginning, to renew our grace of baptism and confirmation, to renew the grace of our ordination. I love those words of Paul to Timothy. "Stir into flame the gifts that you received with the imposition of hands, to be prepared for the hardships of the gospel." Because the hardships are there, and we must stir into flame the gifts that we have received. Larry King was once asked, he said, Larry, if you could interview anybody in history, who would you want to interview? He said, oh, that's easy. He said, I would want to interview Jesus Christ. And they said, what would you ask Jesus? He said, I'd have one question. I would ask Jesus, were you born of a virgin? Because the answer to that question for me would define history. The answer to that question has defined history for us. And that is the miracle that took place on the Annunciation. And that's the miracle that Mary pondered in her heart, the miracle that was written in her body. Mary witnesses the great miracles of the New Testament, the Incarnation, Nazareth and Bethlehem, and the resurrection. The Franciscan tradition, we always say that Jesus appeared first to the Blessed Mother. It's one of the mysteries of the Franciscan Rosary, and it's in Latin America, the great Easter procession and the encuentro between the risen Christ and the Blessed Virgin. But Mary is a witness of these two pivotal events that are the basis of our Christian and Catholic faith. And Mary is a witness of them both. The angel in today's gospel says, be not afraid. Nothing is impossible with God. In today's gospel, we have the first word of Mary. Her first word is yes. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And with that yes, the new beginning is initiated. Christ becomes one of us. Our Redeemer comes into our world. The last word of Mary in the Gospels, the words I have written on my ring as a bishop, do whatever he tells you. Mary's first word is yes, and her last word is telling us to say yes. And that's why we're here, so that we can grow in our yes, because so often our yes is tentative. It's maybe, or it's later, or not now. But on this retreat, we want to grow in our ability to say yes to God, to make a gift of ourselves to Him, so that the Lord can become incarnate in our hearts and in our lives.